Good morning. This is Josh Clark with our daily devotion. Today it comes from Philippians chapter 1, verses 12 through 14. It says, Paul says, "But I want you to know, brethren, that the things which have happened unto me have actually turned out for the furtherance of the gospel." And so he's talking about the things that have happened. What is these? Imprisonment, chains, you know, shipwrecked, all these things that he's been through. He spent 5.5 to 6 years, best I can tell, in prison. He's saying all these things, all these hardships, all these challenges have actually, it's actually served for a purpose. There's positive in this. "So that it has become evident to the whole palace guard and all the rest that my chains are in Christ. And most of the brethren," and get this, y'all, "not only have I made it to the, I've been in front of the Governor Felix and Emperor Caesar, you know, I've been in the palace, I've been all over," he says, "and guess what? Most of the brethren in the Lord, they've become confident by my chains, so they're much more bold to speak the truth, to speak the word without fear." And so as I was just reading through Philippians this morning, this just really stood out to me because, you know, I don't know about you, but I've been guilty before about complaining about things or saying, talking about my hardships or what I've been through or my challenges. And how many times, you know, if it's not us complaining, how many times are we surrounded by people who are doing that very thing? In fact, just this week, I was talking with somebody and they were talking about their childhood and all the challenges and woe is me is basically what I was hearing. And, you know, again, I know I've done the same thing. But as I read these verses, I'm so encouraged because we see Paul doing the exact opposite. He's like, "Hey guys, listen, I want you to know something. Hey, what's happening to me? Like, don't feel sorry for me. Like, in no way should you feel sorry. Like, it's actually working out. These challenges, these setbacks, imprisonment and chains, you know, snake bites and shipwreck, all these things is actually working out to further my mission, my purpose, and my calling." He said, "so that I'm actually getting in front of people and getting my message out." He said, "I'm actually getting a broader platform, a better platform through all of this, and it's actually inspiring other people. And they're saying, if you can do this, if you can stay positive in the midst of all you've been through, then I can too." And see, right there, that gets me so worked up. I hope it does you too. It gets me so fired up because what that says is the more challenges that you and I go through, the more setbacks, the more challenges you may have had, you know, growing up in childhood and challenges ever since in adulthood that you're overcoming and seem like setbacks and seem like disqualifications, you know, to further your purpose, your calling, your destiny is in fact actually serving as a broader platform to inspire and encourage others. Isn't that cool? So you know what? As these setbacks happen, it's only normal that you'll feel the emotions today and this week. You know, man, why is this happening? But I want to quickly, let's turn this thing around. You know, God help me, help you. Let's turn this thing around to see these as opportunities to brag about, to say, isn't God so good? Amen? All right, let's go out there and make it a super, ultra awesome, fantastic week.